Ramirez, longtime NHLer, and we've had him on a bunch, one of our favorites. And, of course, you can see him on TNT. Here's Rick Tocchet joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. What's happening, Rick?
Not much, guys. How's it going?
Pretty well. You know, we were just talking, obviously, COVID popping up throughout the league, which is causing a bunch of teams some problems. But it sounds like the Olympics is, you know, part of the issue here because the players want to go and the league would like them to find a way to get there, so they're not going to allow teams to kind of shut it down for a couple of weeks, because if you do that, it could put that in peril.
Right.
You played international hockey in some of the biggest tournaments. Are you a proponent of the players going? Are you looking forward to the Olympic Games?
Yeah, I think, you know, on that stage, everybody wants to see that type of hockey. You know, it's a pain in the you know what to get over there, and there is going to be some, you know, obstacles. And with the COVID. I know in Arizona, our organization, a year and a half ago when COVID first came out, we went through our team right away. So some teams, you know, it seems like they haven't had it, and some teams are getting it, you know, Ottawa and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting how it plays out, but I think I'd like to see the boys get over there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be awesome. And yeah, I mean, listen, it's been a while since we've seen the best on best internationally, and as I mentioned, you were a big part of some big international hockey back in the day. Where does that rank for you in terms of the highlights of your career playing for Canada?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, obviously the ultimate Stanley Cup is you're with guys for, you know, all year, and you know, you got the ultimate prize, but, you know, I know for sure that, especially that 87 Canada Cup for me, I know it was a long time ago. Was an amazing tournament. And then you just see all the tournaments over the years, you know, the World Cups, the Olympics. You know, anybody can, you know, you look at Sweden or even Russia, you know, they get it together. I mean, any team can win. Obviously, Canada's got a powerhouse team. But, you know, in a 2 week or 3 week session, just like anything in the playoffs, if you can get your team to play the right way and you get some guys hot, you can win anything in 3 weeks. So, It's you know, any country can win. I know Canada's obviously favorite, but there's a lot of different countries that can, if they put their act together for 3 weeks, they could win a gold medal.
Talk, how many guys do you think on Canada would be like locks? I know they had to name three players,
yeah.
And I think they named Crosby and McDavid, but there's just a lot of talk and some lists come out and just some guys with name recognition. It's like, how much of a lock are they really? Do guys like Mangiapane in Calgary, maybe a Zach Hyman in Edmonton, do you think they have a legitimate shot at making the team as kind of a guy that's having an unbelievable year and you want them over there? Or does that guy with the name recognition just is going to be on the team most likely?
Yeah, that's a great question, because to me, these things, it's a puzzle. You got to, as much as that, you got to be careful of the name. They're all fabulous hockey players, don't get me wrong, but you know, you got to pick a puzzle. You know, if Mark Scheifele's got to play in a lesser role, fourth line role, can he play that role? Can he play 10 minutes a night? Things like that. I mean, that's what you have to do. You got to find those guys, you know, that can fit different roles. You know, Mangiapane, who's, you know, as hot as hell. Like
he's a great example, Talk. Like, he can play 10 minutes a night and produce, so he's already comfortable with the role.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I played that role. I said, you know, listen, they could have anybody in that situation. Don't get me wrong. You know, Mike Keane was a coach and he got me on the team. But, you know, you got the Eisman's, those guys. They didn't make the team. You know, they should have made it, but they didn't, because they needed guys who could sit the bench for a period. And then when you tap your shoulder, get out there, you know, you got to make things happen, or just forecheck, whatever. So, yeah, the guy like him, you know, Zach Hyman, same thing. You know, they could probably sit the bench for a length period of time and get out there and, you know, get a heavy forecheck or do the right thing in front of the net. And not, you know, let's say they're not going to bitch about it. You know, and then, you know, you get the McDavids and the boys take over. That's really what the formula we did in 87. You got to find those puzzle guys.
Rick, you're talking about 87, and you look at the list of players in that room.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the one thing when I think about it is, obviously, there's no social media back then, but did you feel any of the kind of the excitement or the pressure of, like, the country watching? Did you guys know that all eyes were on you and there was a ton of pressure on you?
Yeah, there was, especially with, you know, with Russia, because, you know, at that time they were causing the big bad Russians, and were they the greatest, you know, the U.S. Army, Russian team, the Red Army team was like the greatest team, they said. And, you know, were they the superior hockey country? Like, there was a lot of pressure, and obviously the politics of it, you know, freedom versus communism. So there was pressure there. But, yeah, you're right. There's like the social media, there's no, you know, we didn't have to read this stuff other than, you read that in the Toronto Star or something like that. But there's nothing on Twitter. That's the thing nowadays. There's no secrets anymore. I mean, anytime you could have secrets back in the day, or there's a team meeting, or there's a coach beef with somebody. You never heard about it, but now it's all open, and it's so different with the pressure now. I think the pressure probably would be 10 times more now because of the social media, and there's no secrets anymore.
We're chatting with a longtime NHLer, head coach as well, Rick Tocchet. There's news out of Tampa today. Braden Point. He's going to be out for upwards of 4 to 6 weeks. So he's out for a while. Kucherov, I'm not even skating yet. But Tampa's picking up wins, and their points percentage has them top 10 in the league. And they're depleted. They've lost pieces due to free agency, due to a flat cap. I don't think you can argue they're as good as they were the last 2 years. But is there a chance they were so much better than everyone else the last 2 years that they could still be considered the best team in the league today, even though they've lost some pieces and they're dealing with some injuries? Where do you stand on Tampa and how they rank?
That's Coop's plan, man. He wants some of his big guys to rest, and they're going to come in about 2 months, and they're just going to win the cup again. Like, they're hanging around, and they're winning their games, and they're going to get some firepower here in about 2 months. That's what happened a little bit last year. When you have depth in the organization like they have, and obviously what they've done the last 6-7 years, what Jeffrey Vinnick's done with that team, all that stuff's starting to, come to fruition. And I think, Braden Point, obviously you don't want a guy like that being off that long, but you got to take a positive. He's going to probably refresh for the second, the last 30, 40 games. You got to look at that positive. Kucherov, I'm not sure when he's getting back. So it's a positive to me, even though because they can hold the fort and they don't have to win the division. It doesn't really matter. It's just, they got to just be in a healthy mind frame and physicality, for their physical part, before the playoffs. That's really when they're going to be dangerous. So to me, winning the division means nothing to me for Tampa. They just got to be healthy.
You mentioned depth sorry, go ahead, Noodles.
Sorry, go ahead, O. Go.
You mentioned depth in an organization. You, as the head coach, would you ever go to the scouting staff and say, who are you guys drafting, or just show them a kid? And I'm not talking about any particular organization, but you always want guys coming up that can step in and make a contribution. Did you ever have any conversations like, where the hell are these guys, or who are you drafting, or have any problems like that? Or you just kind of, the NHL is a win-now league and you never dealt with that?
Yeah, I think more than ever, is now that they want you to, especially the head coach. I did as assistant coach too. Like, you partake in those scouting meetings. Like, what they'll ask you, they'll ask what kind of player. Like, what do you think is important to in a player? Like, is it just a skill part? Is it skating? Is it hockey IQ? And I think they want to quantify, and they want your opinion on what type of player you're looking for and what you should look for in a player. I think a lot of teams are starting to do that more. I remember back in the day, the scouts never talked to the to the existing team, like the coaches or whatever, assistant coaches or general manager. They were just kind of segregated. Now it's intertwined. You're always talking to scouts as a head coach, and they're asking your opinions on certain things. We obviously, head coaches don't get to see the players at junior and stuff as much, but they do want the characteristics of what kind of player you're looking for.
I might be in the minority when it comes to this opinion, but I just wanted to ask you about, as a coach, I'm looking at an injury like Braden Point. You just mentioned, this might be a blessing in disguise for him to be refreshed. But are you worried about, if you're a coach, and selfishly about your team, some of your star players going to the Olympics? Because that's more wear and tear. That's high-level hockey. There's travel in there. There's another, layer of COVID and all of that other fun stuff that we've had to deal with in the last couple of years. But it's such a small percentage, but if you're just worried about the end product, selfishly as a coach of your organization, whatever organization you're with, are you concerned about your star players going and adding the mileage and potential risk to injury in the Olympics?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, Dave Tippett, you think he really, obviously Connor McDavid is, he's going to be wearing that crest proud and the Maple Leaf proud, and and Tip's going to be excited for him. But do you think really Tip, you know, this is the year that he wants them to go over there? No, absolutely not. Or Coop with some of his guys. I mean, you got to be crazy. You know, Tampa's got a chance to do something, three Stanley Cups in a row in this modern day cap. I mean, that would be unbelievable. So, you know, so you got Hedman every, you know, taking off, you know, all these flights and mileage now. So selfishly, but I think deep down they know what's right. I mean, it's something that they're going to do, and something that it's great, you know, for marketing the game and all that stuff. And they understand that, and they'll deal with it. But, you know, deep down, I mean, I don't think they're really sleeping well at night knowing that their star players are going over there. And that, like you said, Newt, is you know, adding the mileage. You know, it's a wear and tear. You know, that's going to be a wear and tear. They're going to come back. And hopefully these teams are in such a playoff spot where you can give these guys – I don't think a coach can be afraid to give a guy a week off coming back. I really don't. You know, I think it's important. You know, tell McDavid or you know, Hedman, these guys, take a week off. Don't even come to the rink, and then we'll see you for the, you know, the next 6 weeks. That's something that you might have to strategize too.
We're chatting with Rick Tocchet, and you're from Toronto, but you've been living and working in the States for a long time, and you're very connected to the American hockey scene, and now doing work with TNT. Austin Matthews he's a superstar here. You know, he's massive. Obviously, that's not going to surprise you, and you're well aware of the way things work in Toronto. But in terms of what's going on in the States and his profile, if the States won an Olympic gold and Matthews was leading the charge, how much do you think that would be worth in terms of his brand, in terms of his profile, Austin Matthews in the States?
Oh, huge. Huge for him. You know, I think that, you know, especially like in small market, I mean, I shouldn't say small market, locally in Arizona, you know, from him playing in that minor hockey and how big it is in Arizona, like he's, you know, he's the poster child. His face is on it. You know, the hockey has grown so much in Arizona because of Austin Matthews. So, and, you know, a lot of the other states markets that don't know much about hockey, they know Austin Matthews. So, to win a gold medal for U.S. would be huge for that brand, his brand, but also for the U.S. brand.
Well, let's hope it gets there. You know, we're still a couple of months out, but obviously Matthews will be a big part of it on the American side, and we'll see what happens with the rest of the team moving forward. But it's always great to catch up with you, Rick. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks. Take care.
There's Rick Tocchet, longtime NHLer, NHL coach, the NHL and TNT analyst as well. Joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline, build your next dream Toyota at Maple Toyota. Pre-orders are now available for all models, including the all-new 2022 Tundra and Corolla Cross. Visit MapleToyota.com.